we pointed out that Yiras Hashem, according to Shlomo HaMelech, requires effort. And the question is, Hanimtza Zman Lekol Sha'ar Chelkei HaYun. We'll find time somehow in the day to understand the Ktzot, to understand the difficult Yir Halacha. In other words, there has to be a sense of a balancing act. Lama lo yikva adam latzmo itim lefachot. The same way that a person is koveya a seder halacha, a seder mishnayis. The same way a person is has a kvius in terms of other areas of his life. His takmutaze imuchrachu bereshit zmano b'sherit zmano lefnot liyunim wasakim achirim. Let's assume that the person has a schedule, so he can't necessarily take things out of his schedule, but he has to be able to build a schedule around that which is the ikar of being a Jew. And the language of Chazal is that the words hein achas, namely that there is one chachma in the world. That chachma is not philosophy. That chachma is not necessarily a level of learning. But even that chachma is yiras Hashem. Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma merosenu. Hein achas. B'lashon yivani karon la'achas hein. Hamashma yira hi achachma v'hi levad achachma. And there's no way that one can get to a level of chachma without putting in time. V'aday ein nikra chachma ma'ashein bo iyun. Acha emesi ki iyun gadol tzarech kol kach had al kachad from ha'ila v'adas osam be'emet. Again, we pointed out that there are three things. We want to know how to acquire them, because they're not acquired automatically. We want to know how to not to lose them, because if they're not acquired automatically, they can simply dissipate. But also, we want to know what we're acquiring. We want to know what we're looking to acquire. We want an MS over here. Not simply what we think at first glance, simply that which comes up in our imagination, because we tend to rationalize, we tend to lie to ourselves, we try to set up a standard that we know that we'll be able to deal with very, very easily. And who says that's the standard? Maybe the standard is something else. Kol shekein l'knosa sam l'hasigam, o mishi yitbonen bam yir'eh, she'ein chasidut tamui ba'otam devarim she'achshivu ha'mitchasdim ha'tipshim. Ela b'divrei shleimut amiti. Namely, that there is no... in other words, if you wonder why people would... I don't want to insult anyone, but you know, it's why people would be involved in all sorts of actions that are that do not appear to be leading anywhere. The answer is that they're wrong. They're mitchasdim hatipshim. They're really barking up the wrong tree. In other words, when someone comes to the world of Yira from a perspective of MS, then one can feel, one can see the shleimus in that quest. Chachma Rabba Hu Mashem Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Ramdeinu Ba'amro Va'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha She'om Imach. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give us the Torah in a nutshell and points out that all of the Torah can be divided into five categories. One is L'yira Es Hashem Elokecha. Second, Oleches B'chol Derechav. Third, La'ahava Oso. Four, La'avodet Hashem Elokecha B'chol Lava B'chol B'chol Nafshecha. And five, L'shmur Et Mitzvot Hashem V'yatzlu Kotav. That's it. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us are five things. 20% Yira, 20% Halicha B'Dracha, 20% Ahava, 20% Taharas Ha'avodah, Chol Lava B'chol B'chol Nafshecha, and 20% is Mitzvot Hashem that includes Talmud Torah and Kiyum Mitzvos. Okay? 80% Chobas HaLavavos, 20% is the rest. Kan Kol Al Kol Chelkei Shleimus Ha'avodah. Even if you want to say, who says it's exactly 20, I'm not saying it's exactly, so it's 15. So it's 10. Okay, so it's 50%, 50%. Ech Shelo Yiyeh. If we have over here five things, it means that these are the five that were expected every day to have a checklist. Did we work today on Ahava? Did we work today on Yira? Did we work today on Alicha B'Drachav? Did we work today on Shleimus Ha'avodah? As well as a checklist in terms of how was our Shmiras Mitzvahs and how was our Talmud Torah. That certainly is part of the checklist, but that's part of the checklist. Kan kol al kol chelkei shleimus ha'avodah hanirtzeis l'shmo yitbarach. If you want to know how Avraham Avinu was Obed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how he was Obed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, this is the way Moshe was Obed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi yira mil sezutrasehi ki imli yira, imli gavi Moshe mil sezutrasehi. So this is the way Moshe Rabbeinu. So l'chora, who do we want to be like? L'chora, we'd want to be like Avraham Avinu, like to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayira, okay, Hayira, Halicha B'drachav, Ahava Shleimus Halev, Ushmiras Kol HaMitzvos. And here, what the Ramchal is going to do is just give us sort of an overview of what are these areas. What does it mean, Yira? What year are we talking about? Hayira hiras Roma Musa. We're dealing over here not with fear, but with awe. Shiira mipanav kamosh yira milifnei melech gadol v'nora v'yevosh mingdulasav. The awe brings about a sense of embarrassment when, in terms of our behavior in the presence of this melech gadol. Al kol tenua shiibalit nonaya. Kol shekem b'davro lefanav b'tfilo iska b'taraso. Person has that sense that this is in the presence of the Shechina, and should do it with the proper decorum, the proper kavod. That's one level of year. What we'll see in the Sefer is that that's what he talks about in the Midah of Chassidus. In the Sefer, he has another chapter right before Midas HaKadusha on Yira Schait, that we have a different form of Yira, different type of awe that stems from Ahava. Namely, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that I want to be so careful not in any way to do anything that would interfere with that love, not in any way to do anything that could be pogam in that love. That's also a Yira. It's a yira stemming from ahava. Secondly, halicha bedrachav, kolal kol inyan yosher hamidos v'tikuna. This is sefer Bereishis, sefer hayashar. Even without having received the Torah, the avos were yesharim. V'hum ashabiyaru, mahu rachum, afatarachum. This is Avraham Avinu. Bal chesed, u'v'chal kol zesh yinhag adam kol midosav, v'kol minei pulotav al hayosher v'hamusa. Not necessarily Ishkol HaYashar Be'inav Yasa. Not what's Yashar to you. What's Yashar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's considered to be objectively Yashar? The Kolulu Chachamim. What is the litmus test? Kol Shi Tiferes Lo Seha V'Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam. That humanity recognizes that this is Yashar. Right? In other words, you read the stories of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, of Rav Moshe, of the Rav, of the Chafetz Chaim. It was clear the Goyim viewed them as Yasharim. In other words, it was simply something built into humanity that we could tell the difference between that which is crooked and that which is straight. The Hainu Kol Holech Al Tachlis HaHatava HaAmitis. In other words, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to meitiv to us. We're partners in that creation. Hainu Shetoldasa Chizuk HaTorah V'Tikun Achvat HaMedinot. This is the most liberal of all statements, that a Jew has a responsibility for the peace among the nations, namely that by example, if we behave in a certain way, so then Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, he comes to Avraham Avinu to understand how to behave. Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, will look at the Jews, and this is the way that one should behave. Melech Bavel will send messengers to Chizkiyahu to know how should an individual behave. Malchus Shva will come to Shlomo HaMelech to know how to behave. That's all Yosher. That's all Halicha B'drachav. Ha'ahava sheyeh nikva b'leiv Adam ahava elav yitbarach ad shetit orer nafsho lasot nachat ruach lefanav. That a person who loves someone will try and, how can I make that person the happiest? If I love my wife, what's going to make her happy? What's going to make her happy on Erev Shabbos? What's going to make her happy on Shabbos? What's going to make her happy on Motzei Shabbos? I'm constantly thinking, what's going to make her happy? I love my parents. What's going to make them happy? And if someone misbehaves towards my parents, it hurts me, and I'll try to do what I can to rectify the situation. And when I'm able to properly show my ahava and to get a smile out of my parents that this made them happy, that's what the way we should look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get a smile out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what we're doing makes him happy. That's our motivation. Now this is moving over to the fourth category. That we don't have other things in mind. You know, you could speak on the internet, speak on the phone, and you could be doing something totally different. They don't see you. You're not on Skype. You know, but you're really in two worlds simultaneously. You could be in Shir, but you could also be checking your email at the same time. That's not. You know, it's really that's not being shalem ba'avoda. That's poseach al shtei hasifim. We do things by habit. All of a sudden, we figure we must have finished Birkas HaMazon because our lips stopped moving. So, kind of, we must have finished Birkas HaMazon. We must be finished Shmoneh Esrei because our feet step back. But that's not the way that one should daven. And finally, Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos K'mashma'o. that a person should not say, well, these mitzvot I'll do exactly and these mitzvot I'll do be'erech, but a person should learn to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Shmiras kol ha-mitzvot kulan v'kol dikdukeihem u'tanaihem. Every dikduk and tanai has a tremendous hashpah on the tikkun of the olamot, which is part of our mission in this world. So we're dealing over here with 100% of what it means to Jew, to be a Jew. That requires avodah to understand each of these in it to its capacity. What is yira? What is halicha bedracha? What is ahava? What is shleimos avodah? And what is shmiras kol mitzvos? And we intend, Baruch Hashem, to deal Baruch Liyah and Hara with 20%. That's more than most Jews. Most Jews don't deal with anything. In other words, so we spend our time on Shmiras Kol Mitzvos. That includes Talmud Torah, which is very chashuv, but we have to also work on the other 80%. Okay, we'll continue and finish this section, B'li Neder, tomorrow.